Let's follow the T-shirt thing, because it's become such a big part of your business right now. Where did the light come on and said, well, this can be another business for us? It was probably seen around the world, or what? Kind of talk about that.
Well, truly, the shirt sales were very popular. We always sold them right over the bar. They were stored in a little bitty closet right behind the bar. And then all the actual back stock was in an apartment behind the grocery store, which sat next door to Eskimo Joe's. So at one point, once we got the restaurant going, we needed storage. So I rented that apartment as storage, some of it for T-shirts, some of it for restaurant supplies, et cetera. And it got truly to the point where the bartenders were selling so many T-shirts that they were very much distracted from making milkshakes and making cocktails and providing beer to the servers and the guests at the bar. They were just about to explode. They were hounding me constantly. You've got to do something for us to give us some help. Get somebody to sell them for us or something. And at one point in time, they were beginning a skunk works. They were going to try to put them up in one of the front windows of Eskimo Joe's. And finally, in 1987, when Zula Mae Anderson died, a family by the name of McCullough bought the grocery store. They offered it for lease, and I was able to lease it. So in the fall of 87, we were able to get a lease on Andy's Grocery, and we opened a retail front for Eskimo Joe's clothes for the first time. And our sales just took this huge leap forward. I was scared to death to take them out of Joe's. I thought, oh my gosh, it won't have the magic. You're not in there. You're not having the experience. We found out people loved it. They could walk in. They could see, touch, feel. You know, for the first time, they actually could see the products. We had a few pinned up on the wall, but you really couldn't even see them. And yet we'd sold 10,000 T-shirts that way.
Did that require going to the bank again and getting another loan to?
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Right. Right.
I'm sure it did.
And so you were T-shirts, but then you expanded to most every other piece of clothing that a person can buy.
We actually dabbled in some other products even before we got into the retail space. But yes, it really made it great for people to be able to come in and look and touch and see and feel. Another very significant development that I've skipped over was in 1983, we, for the first time, decided to celebrate Eskimo Joe's anniversary with a T-shirt. A good friend and customer by the name of Chuck Stewart suggested, Clark, everybody's coming back from all over the place to celebrate your anniversaries every summer. Why don't you give us a special T-shirt? I said, that's a great idea. I'd love to do that, but I don't know how I would pull that off or how I'd get that done. Chuck says, well, that guy sitting there at the bar can do it. There's this gentleman sitting at the bar. His name is Mike Stabas. So I meet Mike, and I tell him, hey, I'd kind of like to do an anniversary T-shirt. Well, Mike was a senior at OSU at that time, and he was living in the basement of a house with Chuck, one of his roommates, and they called it the mansion. It was a four-bedroom house upstairs and had this huge basement underneath it. And Mike had kind of a graphic design and screen printing business going in the basement of that house. Mike and I became friends. Mike created an 8th anniversary T-shirt. I remember we did 200 of them. Seemed like a ton to me. We sold every one of them. The design was real simple. We had a pair of snowshoes on the wall at Joe's that had been there from day one. Actually, a customer had given me those. He took a photographic image of those snowshoes, put them on the back of this T-shirt, and put a little cut line underneath it. 8 great years, 75 to 83. And then just a straight Joe's logo on the front. That was the beginning of a relationship with Mike Stabas. And from 1983 forward, Mike has done all of the work. You see, if Eskimo Joe is in it, it's Mike's work. He's just a genius. I mean, his creative skills, graphic design, artistic skills are just off the charts. He's so much the reason why Joe has the look he's had. The cohesiveness of his artwork has carried that brand. I'd liken him to Disney or anybody else that's made so much out of this style of art. I mean, I'd just put it up against anybody. So he began to add characters. Joe has all these compadres and puffins, walrus, the polar bear, and all these characters that he's brought into the mix. But I just cannot say enough about the contribution that Mike's creative talents have brought to the brand.
Whatever happened to Bill Thompson, the man who originally drew?
That is a great question. Bill came back the last time to Stillwater, where I've been aware he's been around, in the late 80s, and he was just blown away with what we'd done. You know, by then we had the little store next door. just the fact that this thing had, frankly, even made was amazing to him. But he was very proud for our success, and I think very proud of the fact that he designed that logo.
Did you pay him for that originally?
We did, for the design itself.
Right.
And hand-painting both sides of our original sign, we gave Bill $35. $35. You know, I really thought it was fabulous. I told Steve, man, that's worth $50. Thought those out, $35. Bill goes, that's great. So we cut him a check for $35.
The T-shirt business has grown and grown and grown, so that it's what percentage of Stan Clark Enterprises?
At one point in time, in one of our best grossing years, I had three restaurants going, and Eskimo Joe's clothes outgrossed all three of those restaurants combined. So that'll give you an idea how significant it is. Today, we also have a promotional products division, which is doing very well. So this year, I would say Joe's Clothes will be 30 to 35% of our top line. But it is bigger than any single restaurant that we have still to this day. It is by far the most profitable company as well.